Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Baraka from drinkitin_Jordana. Oh, my gosh. We are now in week four of That's a Wrap. We're getting closer and closer to wrapping up this Jewish year of ours. This coming weekend, we have Rosh Chodesh Elul. Wow. It's almost here, guys. It really is. And we're going to be getting started with the new year very soon. I want to touch on a few things, a little bit probably of Rosh Chodesh Elul that's coming up, and a little bit of Parsha Tra'e, this week's Torah portion. So it talks about in Parsha Dvarim, the pasuk is, Melohei ha'amim asher sivoteichem hakrovim eilecha o harechokim imecha, from the gods of the nations around you, those that are close to you or those that are far from you. So the pasuk is warning us something very interesting. It says not to listen if somebody tries to get us to worship gods of other nations that are around you. Then it adds, whether those gods are close to you or far from you. Interesting. Whether they're close or far. And I was really pondering and sitting with these words, and I was connecting and trying to understand a little bit how these words specifically connect to myself and to my world. So now, the Easter, the prohibition, is on Avodah Zarah. And the obvious question is, what does it matter if the gods are far or if the gods are near? You know, you still know how to do it. It applies equally to Avodah Zarah, what's the difference of the distance? So the Gemara says that the verse is telling you that from the nature of the close ones, you can learn about the nature of the far ones. Okay? So Rashi explains that someone who tries to get you to serve other gods will usually talk about a distant idol that you are not so familiar with and claim that it really eats and drinks. Therefore, the Torah advises us to look at the local idols with which we are familiar, just like they are nothing, so the distant ones are nothing too. So again, I want to repeat this concept of when it says, the pasuk is telling you that from the nature of the close ones, you can learn about the nature of the far ones. And it really struck me. I wonder if it strikes you too. The first thing that I was thinking about when I heard that is human nature. When we have connections with people. I know this is talking about gods. But so many times when we make new connections with people, or we're in a relationship, and we have an already established connection with somebody, and we're trying to understand and read these signs. I'm sure you heard of this concept of red flags, green flags, right? Red flags are the flags or signs that are supposed to warn us, stay away, stay away. And the green flags are the signs that this relationship is okay and it's a safe environment for you. So when we say that the nature of the close ones are going to teach you about what's far away, when you first meet somebody and you have that initial communication. They tell you in psychology that you learn everything you need to know quite often about a person from that initial first encounter. Unbelievable, right? That there are telltale signs from that initial encounter right away by what the person says, by how the person acts, by what they do, their mannerisms, the words they use. That already gives you telltale signs. You already have your red flags and your green flags right away, very close up. And what happens is as time moves on, those become a little bit distant. Those flags, those warning signs, they seem to be far in the distance. But what HaKadosh Baruch was telling you is, again, that the nature of the close ones, you can definitely learn the nature of the far ones. That if you focus very carefully and you're very astute to a new, fresh connection, right away, it could give you worlds of information of a person for future encounters with them. It sets things up. You know, even when we say first impressions, right? We've heard all about that. First impressions are really important because first impressions really matter. And that's, I think, what's so powerful in this pasuk, that this is like a hidden message when it says, that it's one and the same, because if you focus on what's close, you'll understand what's far. Very, 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 very powerful. And that really leads into a little bit of Elul, of close and far. We all know that Elul is the time when people buckle down and we're getting ready to really do some soul searching. A lot of you'll find all over social media, all over the internet, WhatsApp groups, 40-day challenges. It's unbelievable. There's so much good out there. There's so much we can grow from. And this concept, Anila Dodi, the Dodi Li, I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me. That's the acronym for Elul. And it starts with I. It starts with us. When we go and make that initiative close and then try to bring in the far, we take that first step and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go greet us. We go and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu right away. This is it, guys. It's starting this weekend. We are going to make that initiative. We are going to now do what needs to be done to enhance our lives, to make our lives better. And in this Torah portion, we get a little hint of certain things that we can do. Right away, we have in Perek Tetvav, in the 15th chapter, talks about tzedakah. And the Mishnah Torah tells us straight out, it tells us that doing chesed is greater than giving tzedakah. The rabbis teach us in three ways it's greater. That doing chesed is greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah is you could do with one's money, but chesed, it could be done with oneself and with your money. Tzedakah is done for the poor, and chesed is both for the poor and the rich. Tzedakah is for the living, and chesed can be done both for the living and for those that had died, tells us in the Gemara and Sukkah. Unbelievable. So if there's something that you want to focus on or work on, you know, a lot of times when we're trying to improve ourselves, unfortunately, people focus on this one phrase, Sor mera ve'oseh tov. That's what the verse says. Stay away from bad and do good. So many times people are like, Sor mera, Sor mera, Sor mera. Stay away from the bad. And they're not focused on the oseh tov. But in this week's Torah portion, we're being told here straight out, you want to do good? This is an example that when we become better people, when we do good for others, it will enhance our lives. And it, yes, it starts for those that are close, and then it trickles down to those that are far. It is so powerful because it says straight out in this week's Torah portion, it's not just about your family, but it's also about the almana. It's also about the widow. It's also about the orphan. It's also about the poor. It's not just about your personal close family, but this halacha applies to all those around us. And it's so powerful and how it actually can bring peace. As it says, Nishayahu v'ya ma'aseh hatzdaka shalom. The act of tzedakah was peace, that it brings peace. But it's not that it just brings peace between you and those around you, but it brings inner peace. And I think that's what's so powerful about this. The inner peace that chesed can bring oneself. So whether we do the chesed for those that are close, we do the chesed for those that are far, if we focus on our connections and our relationships of those that are near and learn as the relationships continue and listen very carefully to those initial conversations. You know, even a funny practice I'm going to end with this is have you ever gone back to your text that you've had with somebody and that first text you've, I don't know, some people just delete it. I happen not to delete. Sometimes I go back to that initial conversation that I had with somebody via text. I'm like, ah, there it is. There's that sign. There was the proof. It's the same person. It's truly the same person. Anyway, so I just want to end with this, wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom. Focus on those initial first impressions because those are really what we need to look at. Always people reveal themselves right away. It's the same whether near or far, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in this week's Torah portion. And buckle down and get ready for Elul and let's focus on the good. If this is something you like and you were able to drink in this message, please feel free to reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Instagram. You can email me. You can reach out to me through Sheer Enjoyment. If you want to sponsor a class, please contact Share Enjoyment, and I look forward to sharing more words of inspiration with you next week. Have a Shabbat Shalom.